Hey everyone!
We're Bree and Haley,
two friends building a safe space
that feels like grabbing drinks with a friend.
Come join us
and let's grab drinks.
Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. We are excited to have you here for our third episode, so season three of Gilmore Girls and our recap thoughts and everything in between. I'm Haley.
And I'm Bree. Ooh, I'm excited about this.
Yes, me too. This is one of my favorite seasons because obviously Jess is in it for quite a bit of the time.
We needed a break from old Dino boy.
Oh, yes. Yes, we did.
Well, I am drinking coffee with a side of coffee this morning because I am not talking like a Gilmore Girl right now. I am definitely talking like me, and I need to chug this. What are you drinking over there?
Same. I'm on my second cup of coffee today.
I'm still on my first. That's my problem. I should not be on my first cup of coffee for our Gilmore Girls episode. I should be on like my third or fourth.
This late in the day. That's like my first thing. I get up, I go downstairs, I start my coffee, and I let my dogs out. Like that is my morning. That's my morning routine.
My morning routine era. You know what I love so much? I think it like comes out later in the Gilmore Girls stuff, but like I love that like the coffee obsession is not just a Lorelai thing.
Yeah.
But it's her mom. Like her mom, I feel like, is where it all stems from. Because like in one of the episodes, I can't remember which season or anything, but like her dad starts like counting how many cups of coffee her mom is having. And Emily is like, excuse me, leave me my coffee alone.
And then he goes to this to town with Lorelai and is like,
he starts counting
how many
hers.
Cups of coffee, coffee have you had?
Yes.
No, that's so true, though. Like, I also feel like people that don't drink coffee or don't have a slight caffeine addiction are always judgy because, like, Steven does not drink caffeine. Like, it's just not a thing. He's never been into, like, Coke or soda or anything.
Nothing? And not even, like, energy drinks or anything?
So he does energy drinks when, like, if we're going to go, like, shopping for all day or if we if he like, has to
I
do
need
yard work.
Some energy for this.
Yeah, that's like the only time. And it's like a super clean energy drink. Like green tea is the base.
Not for work?
No, he does not do any of that for work. Unless he is exhausted and he's like, okay, I need caffeine today.
That's impressive.
Yeah. So then when I'm on my third or fourth cup of whatever caffeine beverage I'm having, he's like, how many of those have you had? And I'm like, shut up, Richard. Not really. I've never said that to him. But
that's what you're thinking. It's more so Brandon and I try to make sure like we're drinking water. I'm like, have you had any water today? It's not necessarily like that we care how much caffeine we have. It's that, are you also drinking water?
Yeah, I am good about water. Like I'm good on hydration.
I'm good with carrying my water around with me. And I have my emotional support water bottle with me at all times. But it doesn't always get empty. So it's not good.
I don't know why. I've always been a hydrator. Like I always have to have a drink with me. I always have to be drinking something. Water's not my
first. That's hilarious to me. I've always been a hydrator.
It's just, it's my personality now.
But
I also
my
have
kid,
a water here too.
Parker loves water. She gets like so excited. She's got her own little water bottle. And I even got, so I put stickers, right? Because we're obsessed with the stickers right now. And I ordered some soap from Tubby Todd for her. And a little sticker came with it. And I was like, oh, that's cute. But I'm like, that's not a sticker I'm putting on my laptop. And I was like, oh, I can put it on her water bottle. So now she's like collecting her own little stickers.
I love it. I love it.
So cute. Okay, let's start talking more like a Gilmore Girl. I'm going to let you kick it off as I let my coffee start to sink in since you are ahead of me on the caffeine.
All right. Well, we are going to kick off with the very first scene of season three, and it's Lorelai has a dream about Luke cooking her breakfast, kissing her belly because she's pregnant. And it's a dream.
In the dream.
But yeah, in the dream.
Everybody's like, what?
I think it just like, they tell us so early on in the series that they're going to end up together. And yeah. I just really like, I don't know if I'm a fan of the dreams that happen in the show. Like, they're always super weird and cheesy. Like, the Paul Anka dream later on that happens. Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah. That one's dorky.
Yeah. It's very interesting how they set up these dream scenes, which there's another one. I'll get to it towards the end that I was like, until this season, I don't think I ever noticed it. But we'll save that for the end because it's like a big moment. But that happens. And as a recap, like, Rory has gone to DC for the summer. She's coming home and she is still with Dean. She's writing Dean letters, talking to Dean, not speaking to Jess, despite the fact that they kissed. So, yeah. Yep. She comes back and she gets mad at Jess for being at whatever the town event is.
With another girl. Yeah.
Yeah, which I cannot remember her name to save my life. I don't think he could either, though. Yeah.
I don't think he could either.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Okay. First of all, the dream, though. I know they're all wild and wacky and whatever, but like when I first watched Gilmore Girls, I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Like it really gets you. It's brilliant. I think it's a brilliant way to start a season. I love it so much. It's that shock factor of like, oh my God, they got together. Oh my God, she's pregnant. Oh my God, what's happening? And then it's like all a dream and you're like, oh, but that would be so cute.
Right.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Okay. Yeah, I agree. Rory coming back. That whole thing is just such a nightmare situation. It's just cringe. Not a nightmare. It's cringe. It's all cringe. It's like, girl.
She was being a little dummy.
So get your life together. Yeah.
And then that brings up the whole idea, like the storyline of Chris and Lorelai. And I wanted to talk about the night that they go over to Friday night dinner and Chris shows up. And yes. I have a soft spot for Chris, but dude, I hated him.
That was uncalled for.
Yeah.
I love this scene. It's strange because I love it because it is brilliant, but it is it's very stressful to watch, but I love how Emily steps up as a mom.
Finally.
I'm like, yes, get it, Mama Bear. Like, yes. She shuts him down and is like, you need to go.
In such a mom way, too, that he, like, had to respect her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love it.
And then because Lorelai is now single, one of the next things is Kirk asking.
I'm laughing before you say it because I'm reading the notes. It just makes me laugh.
Kirk asks Lorelai out, which was so wholesome and cute and adorable. Honey. And she's just like, I don't see him that way. It's Kirk.
Oh, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Kirk. Poor Kirk.
But I do like when she rejects him, or like right before she rejects him, he's like, I just want you to know you're the prettiest girl I've ever seen outside of a dirty magazine. Oh, God. Wow, that laugh was rough. I don't know why I find that so funny. All right, moving on from Kirk asking Lorelai out, let's talk about when Emily comes to town to eat with Lorelai at Luke's diner because she's like gonna tell her that she went talk to Chris. But just the whole scene of Emily coming into the diner to actually sit down and eat, and like she wipes down everything, she just looks so out of place, and it's so funny.
I know, it's so hilarious. Funny to me.
Yeah, have you ever seen Southern Charm? I feel like we've talked about you not.
No,
seeing
it. No, I have not.
When you watch it, I just want you to, like, connect these two people. Emily Gilmore is the TV version of Patricia, Miss Patricia. Mm, okay. Like, literally, it is – so it's a reality show, and she's, like, a real person. But, like, they just remind me so much of each other and how they act and, like, the properness of them. It's so, so funny. But anyway, so if there's any Southern Charm –
I need to look this up.
Yeah. If there's Southern Charm fans out there – I am brand new to the show. I just started it. I'm on the final season, like the most recent season right now. And I am obsessed.
Is it like current? Is it going
now? Yeah, so it's still going on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. Well, I mean, we'll have to try it because you did get Brandon and I to start watching Jane the Virgin.
Yeah, thanks to Amanda Warfield. She's the one that told me to watch it. And thanks, girl. Binged
freaking
it.
Hilarious. Oh, my God. Okay, so this, I know this is totally off topic, but we go to bed last night and we get in our room. And Brandon's like, you'll never have, you won't be able to guess what I have stuck in my head. And I'm like, what? And he's like, so in Jane the Virgin, her dad has this alarm, like ringtone thing for his phone. So when he wakes up in the morning, it's like, it's a lovely day to be Rogelio. Brandon's singing that last night. And I'm like, oh my God, we haven't even watched it in a couple of days. And he's like, it's a beautiful day to be Rogelio.
I'm going to make Steven watch it. I think he would enjoy it. If Brandon's liking it, I'm like, Steven, he'll enjoy it.
I mean, he was like ready to give up after a couple episodes. He's like, I just don't know. And I'm like, come on, we need something dorky to watch. We need something dorky to watch. And now we love it. Okay, back to Gilmore Girls. I'm pulling it back in. So Jess and Rory, the hot mess express of them like, oh, are we getting back together? Or are we getting together because we kissed? But I'm with Dean and blah, blah, blah. And they like run into each other at the grocery store. And she like gets all mad at him. The whole thing is just, I feel like we should just skip ahead with them to when she finally breaks up with Dean. Because it's such a hot mess.
Yeah. Like what I liked about the grocery store scene is he's like, oh yeah. And what about Dean? Are you still with him? Last I heard you were. And she like can't even say anything because
he puts her in her place. He's like, I'm sorry. Yeah. You kissed me and then you ran away to DC and didn't talk to me. And then you come back and you still have a boyfriend and yet you're getting mad at me because I'm with another girl now. And I didn't like wait around for precious Rory. And I'm like, good for you, Jess. Good for you.
All right. Let's go ahead and skip to when they get together at the dance marathon. Because
one of my favorite episodes of all time. I mean, it's so good. I think my favorite is, I think it's in season 4.
Which one?
You jump, I'll jump, Jack.
No, it's either 5 or 6.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm currently watching season 5 right now, and we haven't even gotten there. Like, they just met.
Okay, that's my favorite of all time.
I do like that.
Episode. Yeah. But the dance comes in a close second.
I like how they set it up to where, like, it's so obvious. Like, Jess is obvious about it. Rory's obvious about it, and he's like, he pulls his girl closer, and then she pulls Dean in, and Dean's like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so stupid. And I'm like, yeah, Dean, you are.
I mean, it was such a crappy way for her to break up with him, though.
It was.
Like, and then she, like, cries about it, and it's like, girl.
Yeah.
Come on.
It was like she wanted her cake and eating it, too. I don't know how to say that in that tense, but she wanted her cake to have her cake and eat it too. That's how you say it. And I don't know, but I do like that after Dean breaks up with her and she's out sitting on the dock, Jess comes over and he's like, are you and Dean done? And she's like, yes. And he goes, okay, I gotta go take care of something. And he goes and breaks up with his girl. And I was like, that's very, despite the fact that you two are being stupid, that was very respectful. Yes.
It was. Instead of just like leaning over and making out with her, he's like, all right, I got to go take care of this.
Yeah. Which that girl didn't even care. Like,
no. He could have leaned over and made out with her and she would have been like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. But I'm glad it made us like him more. It was like, okay, he does have like a good, there's good inside him.
Yeah. I do. I love Jess. I feel like there's a little redemption for him. And then he just like plummets.
He has his moments. He really does have his moments where you're just like, oh, I really love this kid.
Yeah. And if you're in the Facebook group, I recently posted an article about why Team Jess is like the only way to be. So go read that article and you'll see all the reasons I love Jess too. I didn't write it. It's like just something circulating, but it's so good.
Sure, she didn't write it.
I should have. Anyway, okay, let's jump back in the season. And I want to talk about, so this is the time when Rory is preparing for Harvard. At this point, it's still Harvard.
Yeah.
The plan. And she's like talking to people and she realizes like, oh, I need to connect with an alumni. And she goes to the Springsteen house, not Bruce Springsteen related.
That's a big thing. We wish because that would be less cringe than this house situation that she went to. Oh my word. That whole thing. I'm just like, this is like, it was weird and creepy and so dysfunctional.
Yes. I almost wish that this whole episode or this part of the episode was left out. Like, I could have lived without this in the series.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it almost made it look like these alumni families are just really weird and not one you want to be a part of.
Do you want to go to school with kids like that?
Right. But also, like, I don't like how they said, oh, our daughter's away. She's doing her own thing. And she's literally in the house.
No. Hate it. Horrible. Horrible parenting. No.
She was like the Lorelai of that family.
Yes. That's why the scene is there. Because they wanted to show, like, this is kind of the house that Lorelai grew up in. And this was Lorelai. And this is how she was. And it didn't work with what Richard and Emily wanted. It all ties in. But it's still just like, ooh.
Yes.
Maybe that's why they put it in. It's just a reminder of who Richard and Emily are and how she was raised as we go into her deciding if she's going to go to Harvard or if she's going to go to Yale.
I mean, I still watch it every time. I don't skip it.
Oh, I don't skip it. I don't skip anything. Yeah. Nope. Okay, let's talk about then her getting kind of ambushed to visit Yale. What did you think of that?
Okay, I think with the actual, like, going to Yale, no big deal. Whatever. You're going to see the campus. It gives you a chance. But then Richard screws it up by not even prepping her. And I love how she reacts. So Richard brings her in to meet with the admissions like counselor or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
And she's like, if you had just told me, I would have worn a different outfit. I would have prepared. I would have had, you know, I would have.
Like, I would have taken
things.
The meeting. I would have done the meeting for you and for all my own curiosity. But you ambushed me.
Yeah. Like, she still applied to Yale.
Right.
Which we find out later.
we don't find that out yet until later. But, you know, and it's hard. There's a couple of moments that, because I think we like Richard so much, but then there's like those moments where you're like, there is those flaws. And because I think we forget like all the crap that he put Lorelai through as well. I think so much of it gets put on Emily throughout the entire season of like her childhood and how she was raised. It's like so much of the blame goes to Emily.
Yeah.
But it was Richard, too. And there's these moments that remind us, like, it wasn't just Emily. And I appreciate that because she should not get all the blame. Mm-hmm.
Even in this season, it comes out quite a few times. Like, we already talked about Chris going back to Sherry. And in the scene where basically Lorelai tells him or tells them that that's happened, she's like, Emily is like, why is he doing this? He should be with Lorelai. They're meant to be together. And Richard is like, Lorelai had the chance to marry him and she didn't. She screwed up. And so he's doing right by Sherry and like taking Sherry's side, which there shouldn't really be sides. But the fact that he throws Lorelai under the bus, like she had her chance and she blew it. It's just like it's not someone you want to be your dad.
No, like it's not being empathetic towards your own daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So interesting.
Yes.
And then, okay, I guess if we skip ahead a little bit, Jess and Rory finally get together. La, la, la. All is right in the world for a moment. Oh, my gosh. Okay, we have to talk about Thanksgiving because I think that comes like right after they get together.
Yes. Okay, so at Thanksgiving,
really good episode.
It is. I really love all, like, they really put all the characters together. I loved, there's two main things that like cracked me up in this episode. Suki getting drunk.
I can't. And, like, I die laughing. I've seen this show how many times and I still crack up. Oh my God.
Yes. And then Lorelai at her parents' house trying to speak. Was it French? Oh, I don't even yes. remember. And she asked the man to go to bed.
Yes.
And the wife is like, oh, it's a song. I mean, she's speaking whatever language. I can't yes. even remember the language they're speaking, but
it's gotta be
Rory's
French,
like,
right?
It's a song. It really is.
Yes. I'm like, I didn't know what that meant. Like, I've heard the song. I didn't know what that meant until I watched Gilmore Girls. And I was like, oh.
I remember being a kid and like going around singing that song.
Oh my God, it's amazing. And
I know my mom didn't know what it meant.
Yep. Hilarious. Oh my God.
Okay, wait. I want to back up really fast because we skipped over something that is one of my favorite scenes is Rory and Lorelai devil egging Jess's car. This is before they get together. They just devil egg his car.
Devil egged my car?
I don't know why I love it so much. It's just like, and I'm Team Jess, but there's nothing better than getting stupid revenge on someone by devil-egging their car.
And they didn't have that many even. And then they're like, oh, we're done already.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Stupid Sherry not sending us with more.
Stupid Sherry.
Okay, back to Thanksgiving. That night at the end of Thanksgiving, Jess is taking out the garbage. And he runs into Dean, and Dean threatens him and is like, I don't have to back down from you. I can whatever, blah, blah, blah. And it just, like, reminded me of Dance Dean with Tristan. I'll kill you, you idiot. And I was like,
yes.
I don't like
and
that.
And Jess is like, you're getting all West Side Story on me. And I was like, ah, this kid. It made, like, he just has his moments where, like, ah, I love this kid. Oh, my gosh. Yes. I thought you were going to say the moment before because he's taking out the trash and Lorelai and Rory get there to the diner and they're going to go in and Rory hangs back for a second and kisses Jess. That kiss is just like, ugh, it's a good, I don't know. It's just like
and
all
Dean
the feels. Freaking Dean. Creepy Dean. Good Lord. He has his moments. I'm like, he is like serial killer vibes.
I'm like, I'm ahead right now and rewatching, and I don't want to give too much away, but I'm in the like, ugh, Dean, you're worse than you were in high school area.
Yes.
And I'm like,
no. I'm like, where are your parents? Where are your parents? Who's your mom and dad? And like, why aren't they having conversations with you? Goodness gracious. You never see Dean's parents.
Yeah, you do.
What?
What?
You see
his
Dean's
parents,
mom.
You see his mom. Yeah, never his dad. He doesn't have a dad, and like, there's no character. It's kind of like Lane. Her dad's never around, but he's there.
Right. You only see his mom when it's like she comes to the house, and she's like, they go into his bedroom to hang out, and she like opens the bedroom door.
Yeah, that one. And
yeah,
the another person you don't see their parents is Kirk. I started thinking about that. He talks about his mom all the time, and you never ever see her.
You never see his mom.
Okay, the Winter Carnival, where Rory's like, "Come on, you can come." Or I actually don't even think she tries pushing him. He's like, "I'm just not coming." So she goes by herself, and then runs into Dean, and Jess is like, "No, I'm coming." Yeah, and I do hate that part of Jess. Like I won't do anything that you want to do unless I feel threatened by someone
else.
He does
that a couple times.
Yeah.
Also, I hate Dean's sister.
She acts like she's 5 and she's like 12.
Yes. It is so obnoxious. Can't. I'm like, they should have made her younger or something. Like, have it be like a 5-year-old.
Yeah. Definitely.
But no, it's a 12-year-old acting like a 5-year-old and is like, oh my God. I would have acted like Jess and been like, does this belong to you?
Well, it's funny. At the carnival, I kind of like how Jess confronts Rory about talking to Dean because Dean and Rory went and got coffee and she never told him. And he's like, I just want to know. I want you to tell me. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, you're right. And if that had been the opposite, like Dean would have lost his mind.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. One thing in this episode or in this season about Lorelai and Luke is Lorelai meets that guy that's opening a coffee shop and she's going to go fishing with him. And then Luke teaches her how to fish. And then she's like, oh, I'm just going fishing with friends. And then he realizes, oh, I'm teaching her to fish with another man.
Yeah. So she can go on this date with this dude. Ugh, damn.
Lorelai, I could punch her sometimes.
But also, wasn't he with Nicole at that point? Or was he not?
She's in. I actually don't know if they're together or not at that point. I can't remember the timeline.
Because he did stuff for Lorelai when he was dating other women too. That it was like,
yes.
If I was with him, I'd be like, excuse me.
No. Yes. Okay. I have a note for later, but we'll talk about that now. Is when the fire happens at the end and Lorelai gives her room at her house to guests to sleep in, and then she's without a bed. So she goes to Luke and is like, Luke, let me in. And she goes upstairs and he's on the phone with Nicole and doesn't mention her. And then she's like, why didn't you tell Nicole I was here? Because they're dating at that point. And he's like, well, on our first date, she ordered fries and I talked about you and then thought that was it. And then I talked about you again. And it's kind of a sore spot for me. And I was like, Okay, let's go to the flashbacks of Lorelai and Chris as teenagers.
Oh, that's fun.
I do love these scenes. I don't love either the acting or the actress of the girl that plays the teenage Lorelai. And it may just be the writing because she's like, it's like she's delivering her lines weird.
Yeah.
Like she's trying to be the Lorelai that we know, but she just doesn't have it. I do love how they intertwine them, especially in the episode where maybe it is just that episode where
I think Sherry's
pregnant and like in the hospital, right?
Oh, is that what it is? She's going to labor.
Yeah, I think it may be earlier.
Stupid
too,
Sherry.
But
this was scheduled. She messed up.
I do love the scenes where it's like you're seeing Lorelai's experience and then Sherry's experience. And it's very different. And like you can see how strong Lorelai is.
Yes. And it's also like just when the scene whenever her and Chris are standing there looking at the babies in the nursery. Mm-hmm. Ugh. And shatters me.
And he's like, she's perfect. And Lorelai's like, Rory is perfect. Or whatever. I don't remember the exact lines.
And he wasn't there.
No.
Why was
kind of her fault. She didn't tell him. He came later after Rory's born and he's standing there with her. But.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like they do show that. But he wasn't. Yeah.
Yes. And the irony of Lorelai actually being there when Sherry delivers is so strange to me. Like, just so weird.
So weird. She was there for Rory. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Poor Rory. It's like, I do not want to be a part of this. What is going on?
Right. All right. Beyond the hospital. Let's fast forward. Emily invites Jess to dinner with her and Lorelai because Richard's away. And then Lorelai ends up having plans. And he shows up late with a black eye. And I don't understand why he reacted the way he reacted. Or just like,
make something up. You are a creative kid. Mm-hmm. Make something up. Don't just like, of course she's going to assume you got into a fight. Why? What else would we assume?
Yeah.
Anybody shows up with a black eye, it's like, dang, who hit you?
Right. And she assumes it's Dean. And I hate that later on she goes and asks Dean.
Oh, I hate it. Like, so mad.
Girl, you're so. Do you really trust Dean more than him?
You trust. Yeah. Then why are you with him?
Right.
No.
Oh man.
Okay, but what happens next? Not related to them. I have to jump to the next part though. because it's like in the next episode or something, is the speech. Paris.
Paris is with Jamie Paris at this point.
Is with Jamie, and she has sex with him. It's her first time having sex. It's a whole thing. And it's at the same time where everything's happening. Like, this is like a big season for like, okay, we're graduating. We're figuring out what college we're going to. It's like waiting for the mail to show up, because that's how everybody was finding out then. It wasn't an email. It was a letter in the mail that you would get from the colleges letting you know if you got in or not. And Paris finally got her letter, and she didn't get into Harvard, which is the school that she had like planned her whole life as well to go to. And she shows up after they had like a speech at the school, and she shows up looking a hot mess. Like, she just rolled out of bed, depressed, like pajamas, long cardigan, hair a mess. And she gives this speech and she's like, "This school sucks. Yeah. I had sex, but I'm not going to Harvard."
She's probably going to Harvard. She's never had sex. She's never had
sex.
I love that scene. And I almost
Rory's like, okay.
I almost feel like if you had been 16, 17 watching that show, it would have put it in your head, if I have sex, I'm not getting into college.
Yes, right? Like, oh crap.
Yeah.
Yep.
Also, this is the same time that like everyone is freaking out about how much they have to do to prepare. The college like panel happens where Rory is,
yes,
she's like, "Oh, I'm going to write about Hillary Clinton." And then on the panel, they're like, "Oh, those essays about Hillary Clinton." And I'm like
if I have to read one more of those, yeah, it's like, oh no.
Yeah. And then she freaks out. I have a question. Did you freak out that much about applying to college?
Oh, we could have a whole nother episode about me in college and school, because that's a trauma situation.
I don't remember it being that. I remember it being overwhelming just because there was like so much paperwork to fill out, sort of. But I don't remember being like, okay, it's junior year, senior year, whenever I applied, and I have to like do all these extra things to make my resume look like I didn't.
But also, I also wasn't trying to go to an Ivy League school.
I wasn't trying to go to Ivy. I was just trying to go to a local school. So no.
Yeah, I went to a private Christian college for a year that they'll let anybody into.
That's
and then I went to, I jumped to community college after that. Yeah. So
yeah, mine was a private, and basically anyone gets in. Like the way they funneled people out was through scholarships of good grades. Like my first year was paid for, or first half year. I can't remember exactly. It was my first year was paid for. And then it was full tuition after that. That's how they get you in.
I don't even remember it being a big deal, like when I switched to a university.
Yeah.
I feel like it was just like, no, that's where you want to go and they want to take your money. Cool.
Yeah, basically.
But again, not Ivy League schools. Yeah. So,
yeah. I do remember being like, yeah, I'm going to go to Harvard. No.
I feel like I thought about it for a hot second. I was like, oh, maybe I want to go to law school when I was like 16 or whatever. And then I took this like law school class and I was like, nope, that's boring.
I took media law in college for advertising. And I mean, it was very educational. I learned a lot.
Yeah.
Obviously it's school. But if that was my everyday, absolutely not. And my brother, like, he went to undergrad with the intent of going to law school, and he double majored in history and political science. And he was like, I don't think law school's for me. By his senior year, he was like, I'm done with, I'll take a year off and see how I feel in a year. And he didn't go back. He's like, that's not the life. Like, I like the idea of it, but actually being in
sure.
it? No.
Poli sci and history, that alone is heavy load.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. Not for me. I like history now. I did not back then.
I hated history classes in college. Oh my God. I still don't like history though.
I like learning it in fun ways, like documentaries and movies. I don't like reading about it. I could care less about reading about it.
That's
so bad.
I like a good biography. I'm here for a good biography or...
Yeah.
What is biography? And then there's autobiography.
I'm currently listening to the Eliza Hamilton book, one of them. There's like 15. But I got very curious after seeing Hamilton. And so I'm listening on like Spotify. In case y'all don't know, Spotify offers free audiobooks. So I'm listening to that one. I
keep forgetting about that.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I like listened to three books back to back, like used up my credits because you only get a certain amount a month.
Okay.
And then I had to wait and then I forgot. And so I'm like slowly.
Yeah.
When I think about it, I've been listening to them. But yeah.
It's like the weather is warming up here. And that's when I listen to audiobooks is like when I go out for a walk.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm about to enter my walking girl audiobook era.
Yep. Yep. Okay. I don't know how we got over there.
Jump back on track. And what are the, I feel like, okay, what are like two more things you want to talk about with this season?
Okay. I definitely want to talk about the house party that happens. Oof. And probably graduation, like the whole, I have three more things.
Okay.
Let's talk about the house party first.
That house party.
So I don't know how I feel about it because, like, Jess, I don't like how he acted, but it was not about Rory in that moment. Like, there were so many other things if he had just opened up and told her what was going on because it was right after he got kicked out of school and he failed. And basically he knew, I can't take her to prom. I can't continue at Luke's house. Like, I'm everything that I've been here for is now gone.
Right.
And
he doesn't tell her.
Yeah. And then she's.
But like, I mean, it makes sense why he doesn't tell her because, like, I mean, look at his life and how he's grown up. It's not like he's had people that he can trust and, like, easily open up to.
Yeah. And I also.
His norm.
I feel so bad for Rory in this moment because she was like, for those that, if you're not familiar with the scene, as we are, because we've seen it 15,000 times. Basically, Jess tries to seduce, I guess is the right word.
Seduce. He's seductive. He's like, let's have sex at this house party.
And she was ready. Like, she had.
She was.
She told her mom that she was ready. And then he decides to, like, start kissing and make moves in a random bedroom in a house party. And that's not ideal for any girl.
And I don't think he, like, if he stopped and think about it too, like, he was just going because of emotions and being frustrated with something, and it was something to distract him from what was currently going on.
Yeah.
And I think at the root of it, he never would have done that. And you see that too, like, right when she leaves the room, he's like, ah, shit, I messed up.
And so then she runs
anything wrong.
And she runs to Dean. Stupid. And then they fight. And the fact that Lindsay stuck around with Dean after he got into a fight with Jess over his ex-girlfriend. Are you kidding me, girl? Are you kidding me?
Are you serious? This girl. I mean, but let's be honest.
Yeah.
They made this girl's character dumber than rocks. My lord.
It's so sad because I love her in John Tucker Must Die. That's like one of my favorite movies.
Oh, that's where I've seen her.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's like a super smart girl in that movie.
She is not in Gilmore Girls. Whew.
But then after that, Jess leaves town and so sad. Oh, I do want to flag this. Sorry, I have like 18,000 things I want to say. But I do not like this about the series. And this is all TV shows where they give a backstory and then they change the backstory later because Jess leaves town to go meet his dad, which we saw earlier he met his dad. Very shortly. But when Jess first comes to town, Luke is like, a couple of years ago, his dad took off. And then it turns out his dad took off when Jess was born. Like, Jess never knew his dad.
Oh, do they say that?
Yes. And before we ever even meet Jess, because Lorelai asked, where's his dad? And Luke says,
a couple years.
He took off a couple of years ago. So I thought that I don't like when shows don't stick to a story versus mm-hmm. when in this season they talk about Richard being engaged to Pennell and Lott. And then mm-hmm. later in the series, we see Pennell and Lott come back and they like kept that storyline. And I loved mm-hmm. that. Like, I like when they do that, but when they're not intentional about keeping storyline straight, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But if they kept storyline straight, we wouldn't have Kirk.
That's true. That's true. Or they could just kept his name as Kirk. Mick or whatever it was.
Kirk is so much better. Okay. Before we keep going with the Gilmores, I want to jump to Lane and Dave real quick.
Yes, we...
Because Dave is like trying to win over Lane's mom and allow Lane to like date him and all these things. And the boy tries so hard. I mean, playing yeah. for their Christian group all the time and all these things. And then him, which it's totally, there's absolutely no way, but like supposedly staying up all night, right? And all night long. And reading the Bible.
There's no way.
The entire Bible. There's no way. But it's so precious. And he shows back up at the door the next morning. He's like, I'm so tired. Please just tell me.
I don't get how he's like, I'm going to go search on the internet. Why did he not just type that in? Maybe it was the internet back then. Not as like robust as it is today. But why did he not just type in what she said and find that it's not from the Bible?
I don't know.
Because it's a TV
show. Does he say, I'm going to go shop at the internet? Or doesn't he yeah. just say, I'm going to go do some research?
He says, I'm going to go do some research, check online. I rewatched the scene today.
Okay. Check online. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Because, yeah. Anyway.
But it's so cute, too. Like, he is so into Lane. It's so yeah. precious.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really sweet.
Speaking of him, though, real quick. Do we ever know when they break up? I don't feel like it ever says. I know I'm jumping ahead.
He went to college.
Yes, but they're still together when he goes to college. But they, I don't, I'm going to rewatch before our next episode or our season 4 recap.
Don't they just kind of say like the long distance didn't work?
I don't even know if they say anything.
Like he couldn't. No. I can't remember.
We'll find out before the next episode and. And yep. give an update. But, okay. Graduation.
And, graduation.
Well, I think prior to graduation is the scene where Rory tells her grandparents she's going to Yale, not Harvard. And they're like, so they're whatever. No. What? And then.
No.
Then they're like, get the champagne and all excited.
I'm going to call my friends.
Yeah.
Yay. She's going to Yale. She's yes. going to Yale.
I do really like that scene. I do. But
I went and visited Yale.
Did you?
While we were on our trip
yeah.
in our RV around the country.
That's cool.
Yep. I'm like, we have to go see Yale. I'm like, and we did like a little tour and everything.
That's so fun.
Yeah. It was fun.
That is fun. I've never even thought about going to visit. But yeah. does it look like the movie? Oh, the movie, the TV show?
No. No. It's a cool campus, though, and you would love this. So the way that they have their dorms set up, it's like they're in different houses. So the girl that was giving us the tour, she's like, you know, like in Harry Potter, how they have all the different, yes, houses. Cool. She's like, we do that here, and then we do, like, games against each other. And like, yeah, it's really cute.
That's so exciting.
I love that.
All right, fast forward to graduation. I love that, like, the speech Rory gives. I don't know if I've said this on the podcast. I actually took a like, public speaking class, and you had to choose a speech from a movie or, like, a monologue to give. And I chose this one, and my teacher cried when I gave it. Like, it
was, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I cry every single time. Like, it's such a good moving speech about her mom.
I'm not blubbering, you're blubbering.
Yeah. I love that.
They're all crying. Oh, it's so sweet.
Okay, the last thing, back to dreams that we talked about at the very beginning of this episode. In the final episode, we see Lorelai go to the diner and tell Luke not to go on the cruise with Nicole.
Yes.
Well, then immediately after, Luke wakes up as if that was a dream. And I've never realized that it could have been a dream until this time that I watched it, because the way the scene goes is Lorelai and Rory are still at Chilton and they're going to, she's like, come with me. I want to do one more thing. And then the scene cuts over to Lorelai going into the diner and saying that. Luke wakes up, and then it's cut back to the scene where Lorelai and Rory are still at Chilton engraving things. She never actually told him not to go on that cruise. That was Luke's dream.
No.
Yes. Go rewatch it. My mind was blown. I like rewound it because I've always thought that the sequence of the scenes was weird, because how can Lorelai be at Chilton and then at the diner and then back at Chilton? Like,
how have I never noticed that?
I've always noticed that part, but never put it together that the dream is weird. Go watch it after this episode. Like, if you are listening and you're like, I've never seen that. Or maybe you're like, duh, I noticed that from the beginning. I've watched Gilmore Girls every year since at least 2013. Every single, for 10 plus years. And I've never noticed it. Never. I guess when I'm watching it now, I see things that I'm trying to be intentional about watching it. Yeah. Go watch it.
Okay. Well,
ended on a mind-blowing note.
I'm seriously, I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
That's something I say all the time when we're watching Jane the Virgin. I did not see that coming. And then the narrator has finally started to say it. I did not see that coming. And I'm like, oh, I knew this. Okay, cool. If you need something else to go watch because you're tired of watching Gilmore Girls or you're done watching it for this year, go watch Jane the Virgin.
Jane the Virgin. All right, friends. Thank you so much for listening to another Gilmore Girls episode. We will be back in a month with a season 4 recap. So if you haven't watched
season 4,
you got 1 month. You got this. Woo-hoo. All right. Cheers, friends.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for grabbing drinks with us today.
Let's Grab Drinks is brought to you by Bossy Life Co.
You can find show notes at letsgrabdrinkspod.com.
And if you enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you'd subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast app.
Cheers, friends.